/offer. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
What's next for Nebraska? 319-366-1600.
You're from freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, studio.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show.
Well, a wiser fellow than myself once said, sometimes you eat the bar and not your blood. Sometimes the bar while he eats you.
That's some kind of eastern thing?
A western thing, actually, as in west of here, Nebraska. That was the first quote that popped into my head today when I found out that Sean Eichhorst had been ousted. Sometimes you eat the bear, and sometimes the bear, well, he eats you. Welcome in the Todd Brommelkamp Show on a Thursday, September 21st edition. A great show in store for you. Alex Kuhn along with me tonight as we get you ready for Iowa-Penn State this weekend. Greg Pickle of PennLive.com will be along with us to give us his insight into the Penn State Nittany Lions. Brent Bloom from CycloneFanatic.com is with us tonight. You'll hear from him at 6 o'clock. No Iowa State game to look forward to this weekend, but a big one on the horizon next Thursday night, the Big 12 opener between the Cyclones and the Longhorns of Texas. It is Thursday. That means Woodja is on tap as well. We'll get to that at 5:30 tonight. Also, before we get too far removed and into the show today, we do want to pass along the order for the Carl and Ernie's pick six. Kyle goes off the board first, followed by Mark Dukes, and then myself. And that's I think I'm buying everybody lunch this week. I think I went 0-for-6 on the pick, so whoever had the third choice, I don't necessarily think you knocked it out of the park by taking me. But for your sake and mine, let's have a little self-confidence. Scott went fourth. Alex, you went fifth. And almost a tradition like no other, Sean was taken sixth. So someone's going to win a $30 gift card to Carl Ernie's Good Time Pub and Grub in Iowa City. We gave you the phone number at the start of the program, and we asked you a question. What's next for Nebraska? 366-1600. That's also the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. We want to hear from you throughout the course of the show today. Sean Eichhorst ousted as the athletic director at the University of Nebraska today. You may or may not remember that a couple years ago, Sean Eichhorst made a rather interesting comment following the Iowa-Nebraska Black Friday game. And I'm sure if you're a Hawkeye fan, you have not forgotten these words.
Sure it did. Our kids showed great character and resiliency in a tough environment. So it certainly did play a factor. But in the final analysis, I had to evaluate where Iowa was. As I said earlier, as I looked at back on the outcomes, I'm trying to look at who are championship caliber football teams in that moment, right? And how competitive were we in those games? We weren't playing for a conference championship, and neither was Iowa. And I have great respect for Iowa. It's a wonderful institution and a great football program. But in the final analysis, their record was where it was, and ours was where it was.
Yeah, that didn't necessarily age all that well, because following those comments, Nebraska has been 16-13. Iowa, 23-7. And that leads us to our poll question today at KGYMRadio.com. Alex, I'm going to let you do the honors here.
So our KGYM Radio poll question is... I pull this one up.
I thought you had
I thought
you had it in front of me. I had it in front of me the whole
what
time.
What is Sean Eichhorst evaluating today? Two options: where Iowa is or something else.
Very popular so far today. Almost as popular as Emil's Hideaway. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot. Let's head to the phone lines, 366-1600. Let's bring Josh on board. You're our leadoff caller today, Josh. What's up?
Hey, thanks, guys. I weighed in on this a little bit earlier on a Facebook page, but Nebraska fans and many other fans around the nation basically crush Iowa for knowing who they are. And, you know, that's giving fans an extension and things like that. But at least we've got a good feeling for who we are. 7-win seasons on average, and every once in a while, every 5 years or so, we'll sprinkle in a magical season. Nebraska is going to continue to chase their tails until they figure out where they are. And they need to, you know, let's put away the Alyssa Milano posters, the White Snake albums, and they need to move on and figure out where they are. Otherwise, this is just going to be a carousel, a revolving door that never stops. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks a lot.
Thank you for the phone call, Josh. Send the Alyssa Milano posters our way. We could put one up here in the KGYM studios. White Snake, who we could send across the hall to Rob FM. And I think I understand what Josh is getting at there. Look, this isn't necessarily going to be a popular opinion among Nebraska fans because they want to be Michigan. And they want to follow the model where they want a guy, a Michigan man. They want a Nebraska man. And I don't necessarily think you need somebody with ties to Nebraska to go in there and clean up Sean Eichhorst's mess. You just need somebody who's competent and who can fill the role of what an AD needs to do there, and somebody who understands the culture. As long as you have somebody who understands the culture, he doesn't necessarily have to be a part of it or have been born and raised into it. But as long as you've got somebody who knows what they're getting into by taking that job and they know what the fans are going to want, but they can also think independently enough to make a good hire, because whoever the new AD there is, his first hire most likely is going to be a new football coach, unless Mike Riley and the Huskers win a ton of games this year. Every time a new AD comes in, they want their own people, their own coaches. So if I'm Tim Miles, hell, if I'm Darren Erstad, the baseball coach at Nebraska, I'm probably a little nervous today. Because anytime your boss is out, you don't know where you're going to stand with the new boss. You don't know who it's going to be. And more importantly, you don't know who the new boss has ties to. Everybody wants to work with people that they like. Everybody wants to work with people that they have a good relationship with. And the new AD may be coming in here blind. Now, they are expected to announce within the coming weeks an interim athletic director. Interim being the key word here, because you'll get a search firm involved. You'll have to look far and wide, and we'll see just exactly. They're going to pay $2.4 million for two people not to work there at this point. Bo Pelini and Sean Eichhorst, a combined $2.4 million in payments to those two men for not working any longer in Lincoln.
About a week before Bo Pelini was dismissed from Nebraska, he went to the Board of Regents and said, this guy being Sean Eichhorst, is not supporting us. He's not around. He doesn't know our players. He doesn't have a relationship with our players. He doesn't have our backs. And at the time, the Board of Regents really didn't respond to it. In fact, seemingly, Sean Eichhorst got word of it, and then a week later, Bo Pelini was out as head coach. But what happened here is the same thing that is very similar to what we talked about with Sherwin Williams and the paint company yesterday, and a ball bouncing into their bucket and a promotion where they're supposed to give away $1 million to charity, but got off on a technicality. And it's going to end with them paying the $1 million regardless. But they just skipped a step and caused a little bit of damage when no damage needed to be done. Bo Pelini should still be the head coach. And Sean Eichhorst should have been let go then. He was known as the invisible athletic director at Miami. For some reason, Nebraska in 2012 thought it was a good idea to bring him in, knowing full well his reputation. And I think the last straw in all of this were comments made by Eichhorst last week. He came out and said, we're disappointed in the football team. We've got to be better. We've got to be this. We've got to be that. That is not his position as the athletic director, especially being a guy who is notorious for not being involved in the football team, not having a relationship with any of the players. So the Board of Regents, all the way up to the Chancellor, can take responsibility for this because they let go a coach who probably led them to about what the expectation is, 9 to 10 wins per season in Bo Pelini. They kept around an athletic director who was not good at his job, to be quite honest. And he hires a guy, his guy, who is not doing the job well at this very moment. So this is a systematic failure at the University of Nebraska.
If you're a Nebraska fan, I know what you want. You want another Tom Osborne. Hell, you probably want 80-year-old Tom Osborne to come back for, what, a third time and save the play. He's not Bill Snyder. This isn't Kansas State. You can't just keep bringing the old guy back and putting him in charge again. But you want somebody like Tom Osborne or from the Osborne coaching tree. I'm telling you right now, my direct appeal to you as Nebraska fans is stop thinking that way, okay? Because in any time you put parameters on what you're looking for, what you're doing, whether you realize it or not, is excluding other candidates. So when you automatically say, well, the guy has to have Nebraska ties, what if the best candidate for that job couldn't find Nebraska on a map? But he's really competent, he's got a ton of connections to the right people, and he'd be the best athletic director. Would you rather have him, or would you rather have the guy who hangs out with Larry the Cable Guy with his red and white baseball cap on, who still relishes that 1996 Fiesta or the Orange? I can never remember the Nebraska bowl games from the 90s. But my point being, if you want to go down the road of, well, we got to have a Nebraska guy, then what you're doing is you're possibly excluding a number of candidates that maybe would really fit the bill there. Now, the text line is trying to get the Gary Barta to Nebraska movement started. No. Although I understand you're trying to be funny, his name's not going to come up. Now, I heard the guys talking about Jamie Pollitt, but he wouldn't leave. And boy, 15, 20 years ago, I'm not so sure I would have ever thought I would utter this phrase: you're not going to leave Ames for Lincoln, Nebraska, if you're Jamie Pollard. You're just, I think if the phone were to ring and I were Jamie, I would say, I think I've got the wrong number, and I'd hang up. And that's all you need to know about Nebraska right now.
You hit on a point that I want to touch on for just a second. I think a lot of Nebraska fans will look at this and say, we need a Nebraska guy in here, based on the fact that this past guy, Sean Eichhorst, was not a Nebraska guy, and oh, look how that turned out. The realization here needs to not be, oh, well, he was a Nebraska guy, and that's why he didn't turn out well. The realization needs to be, he was incompetent, and that's why he didn't work out. If you can find somebody who is competent, who has the spine to be an athletic director, who is outside of the state of Nebraska, you have to consider that move. So I agree with you in that sense, Todd. The reason that Sean Eichhorst didn't work out at Nebraska is because he wasn't fit to be an athletic director, not because he's not a Nebraska guy.
Well, that exacerbated the problem, though. He was terrible at his job, but he also wasn't a Nebraska
exactly.
guy.
Exactly.
People will at least give a little bit of slack to somebody who they like for whatever reason, mainly here in this instance. If you had been a Nebraska person, either with ties to Tom Osborne or somebody else, but they went into left field and they brought in a guy, as you said, at Miami, who was bad at his job there. And the number one thing that you cannot do, in my opinion, no matter whether you're talking about sports or managing a fast food restaurant or whatever, you can't take someone who was bad at their last job and assume that you just hope for the best that they're going to be better when you give them a job. That's asinine. Okay? If a guy was terrible at his previous job and you're going to hire him to do the same work, then expect the same results. And I talked to a number of people in Nebraska media, Nebraska fans, that just everything that you want in an athletic director, Sean Eichhorst was the opposite. He was not personable. Say what you will about Gary Barta, but Gary Barta is a nice guy. You can go up to him. You can have a conversation with him. You know that he's trying to reach around in your back pocket and grab your wallet while you're talking to him if you're a booster. But he's a nice guy. He's personable. He's good at fundraising. Everything you want in an AD. Sean Eichhorst was the exact guy. I don't know too many people there that liked him even before things started to go south with the football program. And a 1-2 start. They've got Rutgers this week. They're a 14-point favorite at home over Rutgers. They should win that game by 3 touchdowns or more. The key word there being should, because now I don't know, with all of this outside stuff that's going on and distractions, you never know how 18, 20-year-old kids are going to react to that. But this is setting up to be just an absolute cluster in Lincoln, and Hawkeye fans have to absolutely be loving it. And you know what? I know there's still Iowa State fans that don't like Nebraska either from their Big 12 days. So what is it they say about the enemy of my enemy is my friend? I think it's Iowa State and Iowa holding hands, looking west to Lincoln here. Let's go to Sonny in Iowa City. Sonny, what's up?
Yeah, I mean, strong words out of Coon there as far as his incompetence. I think that you're underselling the dislike for Pelini, though. I think that that was probably a calculated thing where, okay, we don't like Eichhorst, but we really hate Pelini, so we got to get him out of here, and we can't do both at the same time right now. So let's get Pelini out and give and I think the Nebraska, the Board of Regents and all Nebraska people thought that they would have that big splash hire. And I think that now you're starting to see the people have come around, even those hardcore, delusional Nebraska fans, they're starting to come around and realize that they might not get a big splash hire this time. Now, the other half of them think it's going to be Frost or Les Miles. And maybe they're right. Maybe they get it. But, man, this next athletic director, and I think that the move right now to get the athletic director is a good one. You change the athletic director early in the season. You give him almost an entire college football season to ramp up to try to solicit somebody to recruit and to get that big coach, because I mean there is not a hotter seat in college football right now than Mike Riley. So I mean, if you know you're going to fire the coach, you might as well fire the athletic director early if you don't like him. So it's not a bad move. I wish him the best, but I think you're starting to see the sea change in Nebraska's fan base.
Appreciate the phone call, Sonny. 319-366-1600 if you want to follow him or weigh in on the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line.
Sonny's point there about Pelini, I thought the same thing. I thought that there was a genuine dislike from the higher-ups at Nebraska, and maybe there were some among some of the Board of Regents and some of the higher-ups. But the fact is, and I'll challenge anybody to go on Twitter and look up some of the former players. And it was brought to my attention by a former player at Nebraska. The players loved Bo Pelini. Loved Bo Pelini. Most of them were saying that it was the biggest mistake that Eichhorst had ever made. And I know that he's an abrasive guy. He was very, very difficult to defend sometimes on the sideline with his actions. But he never won less than 9 games. And the players loved him. And in Eichhorst's case, you talked about it, Todd, the inability to do his job. If you fire a guy like that, you better bring in somebody who is better. And what did you just say, Todd, about expecting the same results when you hire a guy? When you hire a guy who loses 4-plus games per year, you can't expect him to come to Nebraska and win any more than that. And that's exactly what's happening.
They fired 2 coaches, Frank Solich and Bo Pelini, for winning 9-10 games a year. And they went out and Eichhorst hired a guy whose claim to fame was taking Oregon State to 8 bowl games in 14 years.
Correct.
8 bowl games in 14 years is not the same as a coach who wins 9-10 games a year. And so if the standard was that, yeah, this was doomed to fail. Now, I see a lot of people saying Trev Alberts, and here we go again. He is, I believe he's still the AD at Nebraska Omaha, or at least
correct.
He was.
He is.
Okay, Trev Alberts, former Nebraska football player. This, to me, is every time there's a coaching vacancy in Iowa City, somebody wants Marv Cook to replace Kirk Ferentz, or they want B.J. Armstrong to replace Farron McCaffrey. You know what Trev Alberts had to do at Nebraska Omaha? He cut the football program. He cut the football program, and I think the baseball program, no, wrestling. Wrestling and football, because they needed to save money. That's the guy that you want to trust your football. Now, but he wore the uniform. Well, if that's the only thing you're looking for here, you deserve what you get. Again, and my point being here, Trev Alberts, okay, yeah, first name you think of. Don't pigeonhole yourself here. Look outside the box. And don't automatically look and say, well, the last time we did that, we got Sean Eichhorst and he was terrible, which is going to be the reasoning that people are going to use to try to get a Nebraska guy in there. Well, the last time we got somebody that had no ties here, it didn't work out. That's not necessarily saying that if you take somebody who has no ties to Nebraska, it won't work out again. But, and this all bears watching because, look, if you're Iowa, the last thing you want is Nebraska to get things figured out. You know, you're already dealing with Wisconsin, which I think has passed Iowa up as far as athletic departments go. You got Minnesota, which appears to be on the rise with PJ Fleck. And I said, if Minnesota turns it around, watch out. So it's to everybody's benefit that's a Hawkeye fan to sit back and grab the popcorn and see if Nebraska can continue to struggle or not here. If they get the right hire, and the fans there are going to support the program if they get the right hire. And so whoever takes the job is walking into a really good situation. The problem is you got to grab a tourniquet right now and stop the bleeding because they haven't sold out that Rutgers game yet this weekend. At least that was the last report that I saw. Now, maybe they'll fudge the numbers, and I'll be interested to see what the actual attendance is, though. How many butts are actually in the seats at Memorial Stadium this weekend? But you got to stop the bleeding and give those people a chance to come back to you once you make a hire. 319-366-1600. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the afternoon. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The big news in the Big Ten today comes out of Lincoln, Nebraska, where you knew something just had to be coming. They fired athletic director Sean Eichhorst after the football team started 1-2 with consecutive losses to Oregon and Northern Illinois. Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green cites as reasoning for his decision that, quote, our fans and our student athletes deserve leadership that drives the highest levels of competitiveness. Former Hawkeye forward Jared Utoff signed a training camp deal with the Indiana Pacers today, and because Indiana's already allocated their two-way contracts, Utoff will need to make the active NBA roster or be left to sign outright with the D-League affiliate Fort Wayne. A reminder for anybody out there planning on going to the game at Kinnick this weekend or maybe trying to decide, the University of Iowa announced that for the second week in a row because of expected temperatures, they'll be providing extra water stations in all four corners of the concourse, as well as a rest area for distressed fans in the southeast corner. Fans will also be allowed to bring their own empty or sealed water bottles. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders fell on the road to the Des Moines Buccaneers last night, 3-2 to move to 1-2 in the preseason. They begin a two-night home-and-home with the Waterloo Blackhawks tomorrow, first in Waterloo on Friday and here at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday. The Twins are in Detroit tonight to begin a series with the Tigers. They cling to a game-and-a-half lead over the Angels for the second American League wildcard spot. It'll be Adalberto Mejia throwing for the Twins and Jordan Zimmerman for the Tigers. That game will start at 6, and we'll join it in progress after our show on 107.5 FM, The North, Jim.
Not a good showing for the Twins at Yankee Stadium during that series with the Bronx Bombers. And New York sort of rounding into form there as the postseason right around the corner. Big series in the National League Central gets started tonight. A four-game set between the Brewers and the Cubs at Miller Park. And the schedule, this is interesting. Both teams close with the same two teams, St. Louis and Cincinnati. The Cubs travel to St. Louis for four and then have the Reds for the final three games at Wrigley Field. Milwaukee has three at home against Cincinnati and then travels to Busch Stadium 4-3 against the Cardinals to close out. You see the Cardinals helping the Brewers out there down the stretch, maybe. It'd be interesting to see what the race will look like. But it could have been worse for the Cubs had it not been for the Pirates winning last night. They beat the Brewers 6-4. Cubs lost to the Rays 8-1, so it's still a 3.5-game lead. 319-366-1600. Nebraska now looking for a new AD, and the Hawkeyes just chugging along at 3-0 in the Big Ten, trying to get to 4-0, but it's going to be easier said than done with Penn State on the horizon this week. Jerry Ask Investment Services text line now seems to be split on Trev Alberts at Nebraska, by the way, and reports of an accident on 380 by St. Luke's backed up to Collins Road. So that, my assumption there is that's 380 southbound. So we'll take a look at that and see if we can get an update on the traffic, but be careful if you're on 380 heading toward the S-curve southbound. More of the Todd Bromelkamp Show coming your way. 106.3 FM Iowa City, 107.5 FM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, the main gym on the way after this.
This bottom of the hour Sports Center update is brought to you by Steve Anderson and his team at Hawkeye Title and Settlement. They're celebrating 12 years of service.
Hi, I'm Steve Anderson. Since I grew up 10 minutes from Kinnick Stadium, I've been obsessing over Iowa athletics since birth. Hawkeye teams stand for maximum effort on every play. We founded Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services on some of those same principles. Provide efficient, high-quality real estate title and closing services, whether you're buying or selling a commercial property or buying your first home. We'll also make it a pleasant and fun transaction. Hawkeye Title and Settlement Services, 568 Highway 1 West in Iowa City. The team you love, the people you trust.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley, Rams and 49ers to kick off week three of the NFL season tonight. A solid test for two franchises in full rebuilding modes with first-year coaches in Kyle Shanahan and Sean McVay, with kickoff set for 8:25 Eastern. Major League Baseball continues to deal with the aftermath of a young child being hit by a line drive in Wednesday's Yankees-Twins game as the young girl remains in the hospital. Here's Commissioner Rob Manfred.
It remains an ongoing discussion in the industry. We gave some guidelines 2 years ago, and what we have done since then is we have encouraged the individual clubs to engage in a localized process, look at their own stadiums, every stadium's different, and to try to make a good decision about how far the netting should go in order to promote fan safety. If you look at what's happened, there has been a continuous forward movement in terms of increased netting in stadiums around the leagues, and I expect that process will continue this offseason.
The Reds will install additional netting at Great American Ballpark next season. Indians and the Angels, 4-1 Cleveland, bottom five after Francisco Lindor's three-run home run.
Sports Center is brought to you by JCPenney. Guys, check out what's new in our new big and tall shop inside the men's store at JCPenney. Get your work to weekend apparel in extended sizes up to 5XL and 54 waist in store and 60 waist at jcp.com. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
It's the Cubs Report, brought to you by Hertin and Stocker Jewelers on the Pet Mall in downtown Iowa City, 101 South Dubuque Street. Stop in and congratulate Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate on 70 years in business. One of them is always there. 3.5 games. That's the Cubs' lead over Milwaukee in the division standings as the two teams begin a four-game series tonight at Miller Park. Things could have been tighter in the standings after last night's 8-1 loss at Tampa, but Pittsburgh avoided a sweep at the hands of the Brewers with a 6-4 win. Right-hander Jake Arrieta makes his first start since September 4th tonight when he takes the mound in the series opener. He'll be opposed by Zach Davies, who has a 3.96 ERA in four previous starts against the Cubs this year. Tomorrow night, it's John Lackey against Brandon Woodruff. Then on Saturday afternoon, Kyle Hendricks faces off against southpaw Brent Suter. Lefty Jose Quintana is set to close out the series Sunday afternoon against Brewers ace Chase Anderson. After their trip to Milwaukee, the Cubs will make their final road stop of the year with a four-game set in St. Louis, then close out the 2017 regular season schedule at home against last-place Cincinnati.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports like you with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great. and we want to help get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word USE to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text USE to 797979. Text USE to 797979.
4:36, welcome back. The Todd Brommelkamp Show, taking you up until 7 o'clock tonight. Twins baseball on the horizon. We'll join it in progress on 107.5 FM, The North. Jim, you can also catch us on 106.3 FM in Iowa City and anywhere in eastern Iowa on the AM dial, 1600 AM to be exact. Greg Pickle of Penn Live going to join us in hour number two. We'll talk Penn State football, the Nittany Lions coming to Iowa City for a 6:30 kickoff Saturday night under the lights. Woodja on the way today as well, a Thursday staple. And tonight, 6 o'clock, I don't like to play favorites with our guests, but Brent Bloom near the top of my list. Brent from CycloneFanatic.com. You can hear what he had to say about Iowa State's 41-14 win over Akron last weekend and what the Cyclones will need to do next Thursday night as they take on Texas in the Big 12 opener. 319-366-1600, that is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Feel free to put it to good use today. I was reading a story earlier today. Adam Rittenberg at ESPN.com caught up with the darling of the Big Ten right now. The shine has not worn off of Jeff Brohm yet in West Lafayette. And I was just struck by the first couple lines of his story. And it's all you need to know. We talk about Nebraska, Iowa fans not wanting Nebraska to get back on track. How quickly we forget that Purdue is in the Big Ten West as well. And Rittenberg's first couple lines of his story out of West Lafayette are, there's a college football program that calls trick plays so often that they're simply considered normal. In this football funhouse, players can suggest plays whenever they'd like. Each week, new, wild, and innovative ones are added right up until kickoff. The craziest part, this isn't Oklahoma State or Penn State or USC or Clemson. This is Purdue. Three games into his tenure, Jeff Brohm is making Purdue fun again. And certainly cannot argue with the results. They've got Michigan this weekend in the Big Ten opener for them. They're, what, a 9.5-point underdog at home. But they are expecting a sellout at Ross-Ade Stadium this weekend, something that the Iowa Hawkeyes cannot claim at the moment. There are still, I'm going to conservatively estimate, a couple thousand tickets remaining for Saturday night's game against Penn State. And I know we talked a little bit about this yesterday on the program, but there was a ton of discussion about this very thing this morning on social media among a number of people who cover the program or care about the program. And I don't know what the answer is, because if you can't get people excited about a top five team coming into your building for a 6:30 kickoff, and it's your Big Ten opener, and you're 3-0, then you've got to look in the mirror and figure out what's wrong. Because if you can't get people excited about those games, how are you going to get them excited about an 11 a.m. kickoff against Rutgers or an 11 a.m. kickoff down the road against Arkansas State or somebody like that? I mean, this game should sell itself. And yet, you know, a lot of people are pointing to $95 tickets, and that certainly is a major part of it, but it may be time to look in the mirror and figure out, okay, something's up here.
I agree. I think that Iowa, at times, can sort of take for granted the appeal to the product that is their football team. And this case is a great example of that. $95 tickets in the north end zone. I think a lot of fans are weighing the fact of it's going to be hot. It's going to be at night. You know about the traffic close to the stadium. And then cramming yourself into the north end zone for $95. Risk reward, would I rather do that? Or would I rather watch the game at home? And it's going to be a conundrum for the athletic department, and I don't think it's unique to them. I think it's happening in the NFL. I think it's happening in stadiums all across the country, no matter what level of sports. So this, I think, will be a wake-up call. You have a Heisman Trophy contender coming into Kinnick Stadium, who, oh, by the way, an NFL executive says he's better than Ezekiel Elliott already, a top-five team, and an undefeated Iowa team, and they're having trouble selling it out. In the past, they would have the student tickets not only would be gone within a couple of minutes, so would the rest of the tickets. Yet, here we are. It has not been listed as a sellout yet, and I'm wondering if it will be a sellout come 6:30 p.m. on Saturday night.
I think they listed the attendance for the North Texas game as, 65,000-something, so about just under 4,000 below a sellout. Look, we've discussed this, and this is no big news or anything. The biggest threat to athletics, whether it's college, professional, whatever, is the HDTV. There's absolutely nothing that takes the place of, in my opinion, going to a game and being there in person. But when you start to take in all of the costs that go into that, and then you realize, hey, for a couple $1,000s, I can get a top-of-the-line HDTV and sit at home in the air conditioning and have a 12-pack in the refrigerator and put some ribs on the smoker the night before or whatever, and I don't even have to leave the comfort of my own home. I don't even have to get dressed in the morning if I don't want to, if I want to watch college football all day long, and that's just it. It's not just committing yourself to going to Iowa City or going to Ames and watching one game. You stay at home and say Iowa North Texas isn't entertaining, which that first half was a real dog last Saturday. You got the magic clicker in your left hand. You can take your mind off it. You go watch another game. Come back to the game later on. Check in later. You can't do that when you're in row 52, wedged into a seat that probably wasn't all that comfortable in 1937, let alone 2017, because people have gotten wider and that stadium hasn't necessarily gotten any bigger. And I just, that's what athletic departments are going to run into or are running into, and pro teams as well, because it costs so much money to go to a game nowadays. But you can either whistle past the graveyard on this, or you can try to be proactive and come up with ways to get people back there. Now, Iowa did this thing at the beginning of the year, which we sort of made fun of because they had this big, huge rollout for it, and it was a dud. It was a marketing slogan. But hidden inside of that was the announcement that they were going to have the 500 season tickets available on the mobile ticket package, where it's not an assigned season ticket. You're buying a quote-unquote season ticket. You get a ticket to all of the home games. The seat location's going to change every game. It's going to be sent to you. You use it on the app. There's no paper tickets. You get none of the benefits of donating to the athletic department or being an actual season ticket holder. I'm curious if there's anybody out there that has signed up for that, and if that's a game changer for them. And if you are out there, we want to hear from you. 319-366-1600. Because you do the math on that, seven tickets for $250. That's a lot better deal than going to one game for $95, which, by the way, it's not $95, because once you order them, they tack on a bunch of fees, and then it's, $103, $101. Is it just me, or is there no bigger annoyance in the world than ordering something and then having fee after fee after fee tacked onto it? I'm not going to get into specifics here, But occasionally, because I am an obese American, and it is my God-given right as a resident of the United States to order a pizza online and have it delivered to my house because I'm too lazy to go get it. The last time that I ordered a pizza, you had the pizza itself, and then you had the taxes, and then you had a convenience fee for ordering online. And it even says in there, this is not part of the tip for the driver. And then you've got the delivery fee, which is also not part of the tip for the driver. And then you have to tip the driver when they get there. So that $9.99 or $11.99 any pizza on the menu, whatever the deal is, and if you're fat like me, you probably know which pizza place I'm talking about already. That $11.99 pizza all of a sudden is about $21, $22 because this fee gets tacked on and that fee gets tacked. It's just, what a major pain in the rear end. If you want to charge me $21 for a pizza, charge me $21 for a pizza. If you want to charge me $100 for a ticket or $103, charge me the $103. Don't say it's something price A and then at the end you wind up paying price B.
Oh, yeah. When I buy a ticket on a secondary market, say I'm going to a game, but let's just say I buy a $15 ticket, I know it's going to come out to somewhere around...
Are tickets at Memphis $15?
Usually don't buy those on secondary markets, okay. But a $15 ticket to a baseball game in the middle of the week in June, it's going to end up being $30+ after the convenience fee and the printing fee and the fee. That's kind of the way it is. And back to your point about the television and the HD screen, this is going to be a problem almost uniquely to college football as opposed to the NFL. The NFL, yes, you can see a game on TV if you live in the market, but if you don't, they still find ways to monetize out-of-market games with charging people $250 or $300 per year for Sunday ticket. You can watch whatever college football game you want. You can find a way to watch any college football game you want as long as you have a basic cable package. And I love that fact. But are athletic departments going to realize that, hey, maybe this might take away from our attendance? I think some already are.
You're not advocating piracy, are you?
No, I said as long as you have a basic cable package. Okay. You can watch any game you want.
All right.
I can watch it on CBS Sports Network, Fox Sports. Every game that you could possibly want is available either on television or on the internet on a legal site like WatchESPN.com.
All right. Well, I want to make sure that we're staying above board here.
Oh, absolutely.
Because ever since we saw the police officers at Fry Fest coming by the booth like two times in 15, 20 minutes, I have this paranoid feeling. We're being watched, and we've got to make sure that we do everything on the straight and narrow. I would, and being in the media and on the media side of things, it's much different for me because I have to be there. I feel that I have to be. Look, in this day and age, and this is what sort of gets under my skin here because it's a real pain in the ass to go to all these games and to go to these news conferences, and I do it. Because it's part of the job. But there are so many people now who can live in a different time zone and not set foot in Iowa City or wherever they're going, and they're still quote-unquote covering the team. And that's a discussion for another time, I guess. This is turning into Old Man Yells at Cloud Hour here. I'm complaining about how much I'm getting charged for my pizza delivery and how people don't even show up at news conferences or games anymore, but that's how easy it is in this day and age. The internet and, DirecTV have changed everything. And, if I weren't on the media side of things and I didn't have to go, I'd be sitting at home. I'm not sure that you could entice me in any way, shape, or form to go pay for an Iowa football game or pay for an Iowa State football game. Not at the current prices. To each their own. Now, there are other people, they live for Iowa football. I get it. And if it's a kidney transplant or Iowa football season tickets, you're probably crossing your fingers hoping that, you know, your loved one finds the kidney on the black market somewhere because you want to re-up your season tickets. I understand that. But the problem is that those people are fewer and far between. And it's not just Iowa, it's everywhere. Any place that no one buys season tickets anymore for, like, baseball games. There's too many baseball games, you know. And that's the Colonels have been very successful selling, like, the 20-game booklets. You can use the tickets anytime you want. It's like having season tickets, but you don't feel like you're on the hook for a Tuesday night game in April if it's 30 degrees outside and there's snow on the ground. And when you get season tickets, you just feel obligated, right? And you got to go to the games. And then, well, somebody's getting married or you got this or that going on. And one of the arguments that I saw, which I think is a tremendous point, is, and I went through this with a friend of mine who has Cubs season tickets. Now, he and his brother bought the Cubs season tickets because they were hoping a couple years ago that a World Series was on the horizon, and they wanted to make sure that they had tickets to that. But he buys these tickets, and then he has this grand plan of, I will resell the tickets to the games that I don't go to. You can't get face value when you resell a ticket, because guess what? There's thousands of other people doing the exact same thing. And then it's a supply and demand thing. And so I said, do you make any money doing it? And he goes, well, I guess best case scenario, break even. Worst case scenario, I'm losing a couple $1,000s a year. Because, and that's on top of what you paid for the tickets, because you can't. And then the worst part is, he finds out that I'm going to a game, or I want to go to a game, and then, well, you want my tickets? And you want my tickets doesn't mean, do you want my tickets for free? It means, buy my tickets at face value. And then I'm between a rock and a hard place. So I have to, it's clandestine visits to Wrigley Field now, where I don't tell anybody that I'm going. 319-366-1600. Solving all of the world's problems today here. I've already told Nebraska fans what they need to do as far as their new athletic director, and now I'm telling college football fans everywhere how they need to approach attending games. And you're getting all of this for free on the radio. Remind yourselves of that. 453, Greg Pickle of PennLive.com kicks off hour number two in a few minutes. We'll talk Penn State football with him. Would you on the way? Brent Bloom from Cyclone Fanatic and a whole lot more. It is the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn. Don't go anywhere. More on the way after this.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries.
I'm on your website and it says I can buy online and then pick up in store.
Yes.
And how long does that usually take?
30 minutes or less.
I need a battery for my 2013 Ford Escape.
Our AutoCraft Gold, it's got a 3-year warranty.
Man, you really know your stuff. I'm 33. Am I too young for a cardigan?
Too young for a cardigan.
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Order online at AdvanceAutoParts.com and pick up your order in store in just 30 minutes. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Look, I get it. You're Mark Teixeira, former All-Star first baseman. You want tickets on the first baseline. And your beloved former catcher, David Ross. You'd rather be behind the plate. Or check out the view from the center field seats. You know, where I hit my Game 7 home run.
Too many choices of where I hit home runs. 409 choices to be exact.
No matter which seats are right for you, it's easy to find them at Vivid Seats.
Millions of tickets, 100% buyer guarantee. Find your seats at Vivid Seats.
See guarantee terms at Vivid Seats.
This is great. We've heard from one of the mobile ticket holders on the text line. It says, I'm a mobile ticket holder. It is great. Most of the seats are in the top rows on the 10 or 15 yard line. The only bad seat is the Ohio State game, which is on the 5 yard line and very low. So there's a good example of what you get with the mobile pass, but it's somebody, 3664, who says it's fantastic. And they're paying $250. You told me $250 for season tickets to Iowa football, I'll sign up right now. But they limit it to 500 people, and I know why. Because the people that pay $95 for the Penn State game, they don't want to know that somebody else is getting a break on that, and it makes it extremely difficult. Goes back to the old basketball ticket discussions. Let's send it over to Kyle Mann. He's got our next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The big news in the Big Ten today comes out of Lincoln, Nebraska, where you knew something just had to be coming. They fired athletic director Sean Eichhorst after the football team started 1-2 with consecutive losses to Oregon and Northern Illinois. Nebraska Chancellor Ronnie Green cites as reasoning for his decision that, quote, "Our fans and our student athletes deserve leadership that drives the highest levels of competitiveness." Former Hawkeye forward Jared Utoff signed a training camp deal with the Indiana Pacers today, and because Indiana's already allocated their two-way contracts, Utoff will need to make the active NBA roster or be left to sign outright with the D-League affiliate in Fort Wayne. A reminder for anybody out there planning on going to the game at Kinnick this weekend or maybe trying to decide, the University of Iowa announced that for the second week in a row, because of expected temperatures, they'll be providing extra water stations in all four corners of the concourse, as well as a rest area for distressed fans in the southeast corner. Fans will also be allowed to bring their own empty or sealed water bottles. The Cedar Rapids Rough Riders fell on the road to the Des Moines Buccaneers last night, 3-2 to move to 1-2 in the preseason. They begin a two-night home-and-home with the Waterloo Blackhawks tomorrow, first in Waterloo on Friday and here at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena on Saturday. The Twins are in Detroit tonight to begin a series with the Tigers as they cling to a game-and-a-half lead over the Angels for the second American League wildcard spot. It'll be Adalberto Mejia throwing for the Twins and Jordan Zimmermann for the Tigers. That game will start at 6, and we'll join it in progress after the show on 107.5 FM The North, Jim.
Let's talk about low testosterone, shall we? Yeah, I know what you're saying. If you're sitting in the car, maybe you're sitting at the desk at work, you probably just reached over for the volume knob and turned it down, and you were like, shh, keep that down. I don't want to talk. No one wants to talk about it, right? No one wants to talk about men's health, period. It's just not something that any of us are comfortable. I say any of us, I'm talking about men in general. But what if I told you there was a way that maybe you could address your health problems, if you have some? Maybe you're, you know what, maybe you are completely healthy. You eat salads, stay off the red meat, you're on that paleo diet, whatever it is. And you're doing everything. You think you're doing everything, but you still feel just a little bit off. You're not quite where you were when you were, say, in your 20s. You know what I'm talking about. Maybe you're just a little bit more sluggish. Maybe you're starting to forget things. Where did I leave the car keys? Stuff like that. It could be, and stick with me on this one because I'm going to say it again, the term that you don't want to hear, no one wants to talk about it, low testosterone. LowTUSA.com is the website to go to check out Mantality. They've got a brand new clinic in North Liberty, whether you're in Iowa City, Cedar Rapids, anywhere in between. Mantality, 90% success rate. The best part is board-certified physicians, and it's covered by insurance. More of the Todd Bromwell Camp Show on the way. Hour number two kicks off next. Greg Pickle of Penn Live gets us ready for Penn State, Iowa, Saturday night.
In baseball, a smooth swing is the best way to get a hit. And in bourbon, a smooth taste is the best way to win over fans. Larceny Wheated Bourbon does just that. It's made with more wheat for a smoother taste.